ladies and gentlemen. This is Tuesday, May the 27th, 1941, at about 10:26 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. The President of the United States is going on the air in a few minutes to give what he calls a fireside chat. On Saturday, the Germans sank the super dreadnought of the British fleet, the battleship Hood. Today, at 9:30 this morning, word was flashed that the super battleship of the German Navy was sunk by the British. The battleship Bismarck, which had previously sunk the Hood. We are now about to hear the President of the United States in one of the most momentous speeches in American history. The President will probably declare an unlimited national emergency, and we await his speech with interest.
The National Broadcasting Company and its more than 200 affiliated radio stations bring you an important address by the President of the United States from the historic East Room of the Executive Mansion. The Chief Executive and Mrs. Roosevelt are host tonight to a very distinguished gathering of ambassadors, ministers, and chargés d'affaires from our neighbor countries of the Western Hemisphere and some of our country's leading statesmen and their families. Mr. Roosevelt was to have been guest of these same diplomats at the Pan-American Union 2 weeks ago, but that event was canceled due to his indisposition. At that time, the world was warned not to expect an utterance of extreme importance, but that warning has not been repeated as to this talk. Following on the heels of important world developments, the President has been busy for several days writing and rewriting his talk to conform with rapidly changing conditions abroad, conditions which may directly affect the Americas. The flags of the United States, the President, and the 21 American republics have been arranged as a backdrop for the Chief Executive as he sits at his special broadcasting desk in the brilliantly lighted East Room, facing all microphones and the cameras of the newsreels. With a Latin American diplomat seated before him, the Chief Executive speaks, the world listens. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
My fellow Americans of all the Americas,